and Greeley, 970-443-5654.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Greetings, and welcome to today's Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. The world has gone mad. We have balloons flying over America. Well, okay, a big Chinese balloon, and everybody thinks that we, the Defense Department, we didn't know about this balloon flying over Northern America, Montana. You know, if you have researched and studied the National Security Agency, you will know it would be impossible for the Chinese, without permission of the United States government, to allow any kind of a weather balloon, which it's not, a surveillance balloon with who knows what kind of technology on it, to fly the friendly skies of America. There is no way that the NSA didn't know about this. They knew perfectly well it was up there. The military knew it was up there. Who allowed it to fly the friendly skies of this country? There is a new development that you don't know about just presently. See, the United States and China were working together because together, jointly, they were going to usher in this new world order. They each had a part to play. You had one half of the equation as the consumer base, the other half as a manufacturing base. But the manufacturing base, China, decided it didn't want to be just the manufacturing base. The Chinese have always had a plan to rule the world by 2049. The America Empire has always had a plan to project through a new American century to rule the world by 2015. Okay, 2010. All right, 2000. And we have basically owned the world. We do rule the world. Let's see, what do we rule over? We rule over everything under the ocean surface, number one. Everything that floats on the surface of the seas, number two. Anything that happens basically on any landmass, seven continents, number three. We own airspace from the ground to the thin layer of the highest areas of gases before you reach into outer space. We own everything in the atmosphere. Everything above that thin layer in outer space, we own militarily what happens in the skies. We see every piece of space junk orbiting this planet. Everything. We know where it is. We know how big it is. We know how fast it is traveling, if it's going in orbit around or if it's stationary. We own infospace. All the information basically taking place on the Earth, we know about. So we know infospace, or I'm sorry, yeah, information. Then we own technospace, technology. That is the world, that is the baby of empire. That is the new military system of empire, technology. Then we own biospace. What happens biologically on this planet, we know about. We break the genetic code. We find ways to get into the DNA, how to rewrite the DNA. Computer space, infospace, whatever you want to call it. And we don't know that there is this massive balloon flying the friendly skies of America. The question is not who owns the balloon or this orb, but who allowed it and who has given the Chinese permission to allow them to float this thing. It just floats with the wind current. It just, whatever direction the wind is blowing, it will just flow with that current. This thing is probably just like a satellite. It can be moved out further from the Earth or in toward the Earth, or it can be moved out of stationary orbit into another. They can geosynchronize, move it from one geosynchronized point to another. We are duped, but not this audience is not duped.
Higher rates, lower rates, negative rates, bail-ins, bailouts, and so much more. You know why you need to own gold and silver. At the Patriot Trading Group, we're a different kind of company. We have no commission salespeople, no boiler room sales calls, no high price spokesmen. We believe in treating you with honesty and respect and delivering you the best products at the best price. Buying or selling, call us at 800-951-0592 or go to our website at allamericangold.com.
No people will tamely surrender their liberties, nor can any be easily subdued when knowledge is diffused and virtue is preserved. On the contrary, when people are universally ignorant and debauched in their manners, they will sink under their own weight without the aid of foreign invaders. Samuel Adams.
Hi folks, JD here, and I want to tell you about a new program being offered here at KHNC. We've got a limited number of 1-hour time slots available on the weekends that we're going to offer to people who would like to have their own radio show. So if you've ever wanted to be on the radio, this is your chance. Give us a call here at the station at 970-587-5003. Again, that's 970-587-5003.
Hey folks, as a CBD user, I can attest to its effectiveness. And now my Kind CBD products are available at the station. You'll see tinctures, salves, lotions, creams, coffee, cocoa, tea, and much more. You'll even find CBD retinol cream. KHNC also carries my Kind pet products, including shampoo and tincture, allowing your best friend to enjoy the same benefits of CBD that you do. The best prices, the best quality, and all THC free. My Kind CBD, CBD as nature intended.
As I was walking down the street one day, a man came.
Do you know what time it is? It is time for the American people to wake up. It's time for the American people to quit being deceived. There's a covering that has gone out over the earth. It is a hypnotic effect of lies by the powerful Luciferian children of the devil and all of their lies. It's time for the people of the world to wake up. And guess what? The people of the world are waking up. There is that segment that will never wake up because they don't want to know the truth. And Christ, or in the Old Testament, and in Christ himself, stated, Isaiah said that if God is speaking to the world, which he is, and the people can't see the sign of the times before them, if they don't want to listen, if they don't want to pay attention, if they want to continue to be deceived, then God says that he will pick the deception. He gets to choose how every individual is going to be deceived. He has that right. God is speaking clearly to the nations of the world. Something's not right. How is it that within all the nations, at the top levels of government, for the most part, every nation, these individuals are corrupt? That in itself and should be the great indicator that the heart of man is evil every day, morning to night, and even at night in their dreams, just evil. But finally, people are starting to wake up. To believe that there could be a Chinese spy balloon that has not been just taken out, it wouldn't take much to destroy it. All you'd have to do is put a couple of holes in it. And what is in this thing to be able to steer it? Because any balloon that you go to the county fair, you have a balloon, you let the balloon go, it has helium, it takes off, it goes with the current. You don't know if it's going to go east, west, north, south. It's like they fly these hot air balloons. They're able to find the right altitude to take the current to go north, south, east, or west. So to believe that the American National Security Agency, the American intelligence, American military didn't know about this. Nah. You're not gonna get me to believe that. If they can find a chunk of metal in outer space the size of a baseball, and they know where it sits, they know if it's 27 and a half miles and 22 feet out, and they know if it's stationary or if it's floating 20 feet every day off of its path. If we have that kind of technology, then we know about a balloon. So I've been listening to everybody talk about this, and I studied years ago. I bought a book, don't ask me why, The Puzzle Palace by James Bamford. It was during the Reagan administration. He documented every single agency, spy agency, military agency, that within the every branch of the Army, Air Force, Navy, all these agencies that track everything. And he makes it very clear that every transmission that is taking place in that cable, the great cable that goes from America under the ocean surface to Europe, they've tapped into every single bit of information going on those cables. Everything that happens in the atmosphere, than we would know about a balloon. Now, I'm going to forget about the balloon. Somebody needs to go up there and they need to pop it. That's all it is. Very, very simple. Then you bring that balloon down to the ground. You send out a military team, pick that balloon out, balloon up, what remains, and go analyze it, and you'll figure out what the Chinese were doing. Well, eventually, now what is happening is America was working together with the Chinese to rule the world. But the Chinese have decided they've gone renegade. They have decided, no, we're not going to share the rule of the world with America. We, China, the Chinese government, we are going to be the sole rulers of this earth. America is, as America's shelf life is ended, that is what China thinks. Well, the Christ himself is going to come and end China's rule, America's rule, everybody's rule, and he is going to take over the nations of the world. They're going to become his kingdoms, and these people and his kingdoms, in a time to come in the millennial kingdom, there will be righteousness and there will be justice. There will be peace. There will be no war. When these, at the very end, before Christ and at the time of his return, it says that they will take the weapon, the metals, and the everything that is used for weapons of war, and will be, you, that metal will be used for food production. But before then, what is being used for food production will be used and melted down, and they will make armaments out of that metal and whatever. So, now, I have an article that I want to visit with you about today. This is out of newspunch.com. Depopulation drug quietly, deceitfully renamed and pumped into food supply. News pump. News punch. You might know of stevia as a plant-based sweetener that has a minimal effect on blood sugar and insulin levels, and as a healthy alternative to sugar and even artificial sweeteners that we know can disturb the gut microbiome. Native parts of Brazil and Paraguay, stevia is a plant studied in 1899. The guy Bertoni, who observed its sweet taste. It was an herb, and it was used as a medicine with a specific purpose. According to Bertoni, the botanist, stevia was used by the native tribes in Paraguay for centuries, listen to this, as a powerful contraceptive that destroys fertility. It seems like everything that the mad scientists are doing is affecting fertility. With the vaccination, fertility. Planned Parenthood, according to, let's see then, he says, what if I told you that since stevia has been pumped into the Western food supply, birth rates have plummeted, risking population collapse? What if I told you Obama's science czar knew about the effects of stevia all along? The FDA allowed the import of stevia for the first time in 1995, allowing the sweetener to be used only as a dietary supplement. Then in December 2008, the FDA added stevia to the list of food additives. This is right after the election. And it was generally recognized as safe. Stevia was then allowed to be added to flavored water, sports drinks, as well as soft drinks, other foods, beverage products. Since then, stevia has been pumped into the food supply as an ingredient in over 14,500 food and beverage products around the world, including teas, soft drinks, juices, yogurt, soy milk, baked goods, granola bars, alcoholic beverages, chewing gum, cereal, salad dressing, dressings, confections, and as a tabletop sweetener. Given the widespread use of stevia, it is worth asking whether the native tribes in Paraguay had it right. Is it a really powerful contraceptive? It turns out they were more right than they even knew. According to peer-reviewed scientific studies, stevia is incredibly successful at reducing fertility. Numerous animals and human studies have found that stevia reduces fertility by 57 to 79%. And even more alarming, this happens in both females and males. Even more alarming than that, the effect on females and males can continue for months, even after you stop using stevia. Another study group found that an extract from the plant had an inhibitory effect on the growth of human sperm in vitro. Stevia is a perfect depopulation drug that was rolled out by the powers that be around the same as Western populations began to decline. Not a coincidence. The global elite have been working towards depopulating the world for decades. No. Centuries. Especially in the last century. People have been waking up to this agenda in recent years as the elite's machinations become more open and obvious. This is not a new phenomenon. Again, this article is out of newspunch.com. You see, I like stevia. I'm not going to tell you what I drink that has stevia in it, which I am not going to drink any longer. I'm going to go back to basic old, GMO sugar. Well, okay, GMO brown sugar. Well, no, not that either. I guess I'll go to organic cane sugar. Not processed. Maybe I'll just buy the sugar cane and boil it and let it evaporate, and I don't know what I'm going to do. So if you look at the people in your circle, you will notice that many people are facing fertility issues, miscarriages, and other issues like PCOD. What the heck does that stand for? You know, PCOD, it's important, but I don't know what it stands for. Like never before. Food, environment, and a few other factors would be the reason behind it. Nobody is sure exactly what is causing these problems. As confusing as it may be, the root cause of these problems can be traced back to one family and their globalist comrades. Now, I've talked about this globalist family and their comrades extensively because I've studied them from a spiritual perspective, from the point of religion and belief to their power and where they began and what made them powerful, the Rockefeller family. We're going to discuss that. We'll talk about it in a few seconds or minutes when we get back. What is PCOD? Huh, I'm stumped. I don't like to be stumped. We'll be back. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360khnc.com for podcasts. Don't you be stumped. Let me be stumped, and I'll help you out. This is Rick Rodriguez, host of The Present Truth, Monday through Friday, 2 to 3. Topics, American world hegemony, the New World Order, secret societies, one world religion, weather warfare, international wars, transhumanism. Join me, 1360 KHNC.
Can you imagine what it would look like if we, the people, actually enforced the Constitution? After all, we are the only ones who are authorized to do so. After more than 75,000 hours spent in R&D and hundreds of chapters developed across this republic, we have the tangible path to reclaiming America again. All we need is you. Join us today at tacticalcivics.com and bring your county into this responsible way of life.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner and operator of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Men's clothing to women's fashions, we clean it all. Give us a call with all your cleaning questions. If we don't clean it, we might have a solution. We have two locations to serve you in Severance and Fort Collins. Please call us at 970-775-0623. 970-775-0623.
Do you have a 401k sitting with a previous employer or various IRAs and don't know what to do with them? Look no further. My name is Joey JaQuint, and I work with Northwestern Mutual. I take the time to educate you on all your options, making sure you pay the lowest fees possible while taking advantage of any and all tax options as well. It can be very frustrating not knowing how your money is working for you or what your money is even being invested in. Together, we will develop a philosophy for how your money will work for you with complete transparency. On top of that, I will be constantly rebalancing your portfolio every quarter, making sure we are always properly diversified in the market. I take pride in making sure my clients are always taken care of. Again, I'm Joey JaQuint, and you can reach me at my cell phone number, 602-909-9048. Again, my number is 602-909-9048, and I'm always a call or text away.
Accidents can happen at any time and any place. Preparing ourselves is critical to being able to respond with confidence. Serious bleeding events are scary, but having Bleed Stop handy can give you the edge. Just pour it directly in the wound and apply direct pressure. Clotting happens in seconds. KHNC listeners get 20% off on the products listed. Visit the KHNC website and hit the Bleed Stop button. That's the KHNC website and hit the Bleed Stop button.
You're listening to KHNC 1360 AM. Please join us Friday mornings from 7 to 9 AM with Kevin LaRusso on Common Nonsense, sponsored by Tactical Civics.
And we're back to continue here. Okay, so the Rockefeller family. I shouldn't deviate. I better try not to deviate from. It's too bad. I'm going to have to deviate. Now, see, in the 1800s, late 1870s, there were two individuals, two families that were going to be. One of the two families was going to be chosen to rule America in the coming century. The occult forces of Europe were trying to decide, would it be Jesse James, a.k.a. William Andrews Clark, who founded Las Vegas, Nevada? Or was it going to be John D. Rockefeller? Now, Rockefeller and Jesse James, who did not die until 103 years of age in about 1952 or 3. I have to go back to my... You can go to YouTube to see the true story about Jesse James. And if you look, if you type in, Jesse James did not die in... 18 whatever. Jesse James lived until it was interviewed at 103, I think it was. I think it was about 103 in 1953. Ralph Epperson. Put in Jesse James did not die on YouTube, Ralph Epperson. You will see the true story of Jesse James. He took the alias of William Andrews Clark and he was the individual who built Las Vegas, Nevada. Las Vegas means the meadow. There was a little tiny spring, and there was a little meadow in that desert. And Jesse James was also the senator out of Montana who owned the big gold mine, gold copper mine. It was at Kennecott there in western Montana. And also it is suspected that Jesse James or William Andrews Clark had a hand in the Kennecott mine. Was it Kennecott in Salt Lake City, west of Salt Lake, and the big copper mine there? Well, America was the occult world in Europe, probably most, I believe it was a hidden family, and the Rothschild family, they were, from a spiritual perspective, looking for a family that would basically be given America. You don't think this is... you think this is fabricated or unreal or out there? No. History must tell you the truth in one fashion or another. The Rothschilds were given power in Europe by the occult. China, there have been these... leaders of China, all the nations basically are controlled in one way or another by occult powers. Well, they eventually, Jesse James decided to turn it down. He didn't need the money. And who eventually was given permission or put in place was John D. Rockefeller. Now, in present day, what's the word? Presently, you can go to archives of the Rockefeller family and you'll see their involvement in the occult. You'll see that the Rockefeller family, they were part of Pilgrim Society, the main secret society of Lucifer worship in the world, which kind of gives direction to all of the other secret societies. Whether they be, there's a war on a debate whether Freemasonry is really ruling everything, or if it's the Jesuits, or if it's Skull and Bones. But anyhow, I would say that the center that has really all the power that gives the directions are the two groups in America, one, the other group in London, Pilgrim Society. And the Rockefellers, all of them were members of Pilgrim Society. John Joseph Kennedy was a member. Let's see, who's involved with Pilgrim Society that you would know presently? Barack, okay, Bill and Hillary, they're Illuminati. Boris Johnson was given permission to become president or the England, what is the title? And who helps pick all of the American presidents? Pilgrim Society. But going back to Rockefeller, he was, and this family was, in my opinion, one of the top high occult witches of America. And the lineage, there is verses in the Old Testament where Christ said that he will be against certain people that hate him to the third and fourth. Those that curse God will be cursed to the third and fourth generation. But then there are others, families, who will be cursed through all generations, meaning through all the generations going back to the book of Genesis. I think it was in Leviticus or Exodus, or I can't remember which book right now. It said, God said that these families would be cursed through all generations, meaning they would be allowed to live from generation to generation to generation, but all of the children born generation to generation would serve Lucifer. Could it be that the Rockefeller family, could it be that they were maybe in this line of generations that would serve Lucifer to the very end? Could it be that the Rothschilds, the same? There are other names that I could mention, but I'll stay with those two families. What about Jesse James and his lineage? And you see, he still has, through two daughters, there are still some of the family members that came out of his bowels that are fighting for the estate presently. His daughter just died here. His real daughter, the only living daughter, died, known daughter, died, Huguette, died, 5 years ago, I think. We'll get back to this. You need to know the truth. You need to know the truth. And we'll be back. 1360KHNC.com for podcasts, The Present Truth.
Hi, this is Riley with Saddle Up in Gilcrest, Colorado. We are a Western saddle and tack shop, and we carry all the tried and true cowboy and equine brands in the industry. We carry brands such as McCall, Martin, and Billy Cook. We also carry a variety of horse tack items like saddle pads, head stalls, and much more. Visit our website to check out our whole catalog or visit us in store, 303-772-7821. Again, 303-772-7821.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TehiboTeaClub.com. Tehebo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TehiboTeaClub.com or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, TehiboTeaClub.com.
KHNC is proud to carry MyKind CBD products. Products include cocoa, top shelf tinctures, hemp salve, moisturizing lotions, and retinol cream. They also have pet tincture and hemp shampoo for a healthy coat and skin. To see all the CBD products we carry, visit the station at 2 South Parish or check us out online. Go to 1360KHNC.com. Click on the shop button.
This is Crystal with Cruise Planners. We're a full-service travel agency located in Johnstown, Colorado. Give us a call at 970-578-9779 or visit our website at milehighcruiseplanners.com to start planning your next vacation today. By land, air, sea, we get you there, and all you do is go enjoy. Again, that number is 970-578-9779.
Okay, see, we have to look at things not just from the natural world, but we have to look at the spiritual world. Now, at the beginning of the program, I talked about, you know, we in America, empire. We own infospace, outer space, atmosphere. We own what floats on the sea, under the sea. And also, there will be an empire at the end of the world that will direct occult space. I've got to bring that in. Many people don't like me discussing witchcraft, Satanism, all this type of stuff, Luciferianism, the occult societies. But you have to go to the Bible. If it's important in the Bible, especially in the end of the world, in the last decade before Christ returns, if it's important to God, and if He put it in the Bible, then why wouldn't mankind listen and be receptive to what God has to say? There is a we are empire at the end of the world. This great harlot in Revelation chapter 17 will be responsible for, be the center of all of devil worship in the world in the last decade prior to Christ's return. If it's important to God to put it in the Bible, the Christian people of all people should consider what God is saying. The coming Fourth Reich, which I call the Last Reich, or the Reich of Antichrist, you can't deny it. It's right in front of you. Everybody knows about a coming Antichrist. Well, his kingdom will be a kingdom ruled by Satan. You look at Revelation chapter 13. It says that Satan gives him his power, his authority, his seat, and great authority. This is the power of the last Reich, the Reich of Antichrist. At the very end, in the last decade, prior to Christ's return, he only gets to really rule in full power for a little over 3.5, not quite even 4 years. But that time of his total control, you'll have to take a mark, receive the number, or worship him. And if you don't, you can't buy and you can't sell. It's only going to be less than maybe 3.5, 3.75 years of his rule. 3.5 minimum. And he's going to cause the whole world. He's going to attempt to destroy all the nations of the world through his great technology, through his power, not just militarily with bombs and bullets, but with weather warfare, with taking science or technology from behind an invisible world, in an invisible world, behind a wall that we can't see behind with our physical eyes, but we can sense what's back behind there by our intuition. This is a world presently that the whole world has to face. It's not just a physical world. It is a spiritual world. We, America, the occult world coming, is an empire will be the nation of Antichrist. It will be the final occult nation. It will be the finest occult, the best that Satan has ever been able to put together, and it will be very powerful. But it will be powerful through the power of invisible forces. And there's a chapter in the book of Revelation, I'm sorry, in the book of Isaiah, chapter 47, and it talks about the great witchcraft of an end time ruling power. And it said that witchcraft was there at the beginning when the nation came into existence, and the nation would be made great and a power of the world through witchcraft, through sorcery, through magic. It is happening. It has happened. It's just going to develop as the months and the years go, as they come. Okay, I had to deviate. Now I'm going to come back to what I deviated from. The first character in the story that I've been discussing And this again is newspunch.com, depopulation drug quietly, deceitfully renamed, and is pumped into the food supply. Stevia. The first character in the story, Nelson A. Rockefeller, member of the third generation of the notorious Rockefeller dynasty, the brother of David Rockefeller. Nelson was the governor of New York, 5973, 41st vice president of America, December 1974, January 1977. Second character in the story is a good old friend, Henry Kissinger, personally funded by the Rockefeller family for 15 years before he was appointed National Security Advisor in 69. Kissinger, a Nelson Rockefeller friend, intellectual sparring partner. Henry is powerful in the occult. Now, would Nelson be more powerful than Henry, or Henry more powerful than Nelson? Question. Think about it. I'll tell you after the break. Rick Rodriguez. We'll be right back.
Hey friends, Freddie Freeman here. A wise man by the name of Ben Franklin once said, by failing to prepare, you are preparing to fail. So go to 1360khnc.com and click the Patriot Supply button and make sure you're prepared.
With plenty of survival products from emergency survival food, water filtration systems, survival coffee, and more, My Patriot Supply has got the perfect gifts for you. Just click that Patriot Supply button only on 1360khnc.com.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-989-0233. 800-989-0233. 800-989-0233. That's 800-989-0233.
Hey, all you Sharp community members, are you ready for the next level in your haircut? If you live up here in northern Colorado, visit us in Loveland at 4th and Garfield. You can always have a walk-in, but we highly recommend an appointment. Give us a call at 970-617-2158. Or if you live a little south, we have a shop for you in Meade, Colorado on Highway 66 and I-25, just behind the Tractor Supply. Give us a ring at 720-745-0783, and we can get you set up with a convenient appointment. We look forward to seeing you at either shop and taking care of the family. And as always, live sharp.
So, who would be the greater in the occult world, Henry or Nelson? Well, Nelson comes from a generation of an occult lineage. You have to redo your own research. I'm not telling you anything that you cannot research. You can go back to the Nelson or John or David, and you go back and you look at the lineage. And you will see their involvement in secret societies. Well, I would say that for his purposes, Henry would be much more personally, as far as an individual, he would have more occult powers than Nelson. Nelson his occult powers would come from the lineage. Very powerful. And Nelson would say, you might say, as a powerful family figure, as the whole family is giving direction to a nation, in that sense, yes, he would be more powerful than Henry. But Henry, on a personal level, was much more powerful in the occult than Nelson. Now, in 1974, during his tenure, Kissinger prepared a top-secret report and a plan to control the world population. The plan, experiment on the populations of less developed countries in Asia, Africa, before rolling the plan out to Europe and the United States. It's here. Not a tin-foiled hat conspiracy. This is a conspiracy theory in its truest sense. Criminal plan hatched by conspirators, including Rockefeller's Kissinger, who by now was highly placed in the U.S. government to murder and enslave humanity. Documents can be found on U.S. government websites, Kissinger wrote. The problem is more long-term and complex than first appeared, and that a short-term burst of activity or moral fervor will not resolve it. What does he mean, moral fervor? He meant that global elites would have to take matters into their own hands. Kissinger's recommendations? He recommended many options for long-term, short-term plans, priority being biomedical research. We're here. We have been here. Another short-term goal, sterilization of men and women. In 1976, 2 years after the report, Rockefeller and Ford Foundations experimented with forced sterilizations on people in India. 6.2 million Indian men forcibly sterilized by the global elite in a year. For the record, it wasn't just Rockefeller Ford's behind the population control experiments in India. World Bank, SIDA, and UN Population Fund were also official partners. Going back to Kissinger in the original report, it was in this where things began to get really interesting. The whole picture begins to come into view. Kissinger planned to reach rural areas of low-income countries by providing basic public health services with the help of organizations like UN Population Fund, World Bank, World Health Organization, UNICEF. Look at the document from the WHO in which mentioned partners and agencies were supporting the depopulation initiative. Similar names we've already discussed. But very important news, and I'm sorry, we're out of minutes. Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. So, the criminals are now coming into focus even more clearly. Have a wonderful weekend. Join me on Sunday, 9 to noon, for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. Rick Rodriguez.
Reasons to Own Gold, number 37.
Who are the people that tell you not to own gold? Bankers, Wall Street pinstripe bandits, and all the other debt pushers out there. They believe in endless money printing that taxes all of us in the form of inflation. Make sure your wealth is protected by calling the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
Hi, I'm Sina Milanazzo, Telephone Technology Specialist, here with Liberty Communications. We are the local experts for cloud and VoIP telephone systems. If you have a traditional phone system and want to learn more about how VoIP can help your business, then call me. I'll sit down with you and we'll come up with solutions on how to keep you ahead of your competition. Call 720-399-0233 or email info@libertyvts.com. VoIP doesn't have to be a four-letter word.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.